Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
Well, we are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I just ran into an Israeli friend and colleague, a member of Knesset in Israel. His name is Ohad Tal, and it's so nice to have you with us. What a privilege.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
So tell me, you were late getting here today because of an important vote in the Knesset. Tell us about that.
Actually, I was supposed to come here 2 days ago, but because we had a very important vote in the Knesset. I think it was basically a historical vote because for the first time, I think forever, we had 99 members of Knesset. Just to remind everybody, out of 120, which were all in favor of the statement of a resolution, basically opposing the two-state solution that we are being trying to push into right now after the war.
And unfortunately, our government in the United States is a part of that pressure, wanting to implement a two-state solution that is not going to work. It hasn't worked for, 30 years now?
Exactly. For 30 years, we're doing everything we can, every attempt possible to go towards the Palestinians, towards peace, even willing to give pieces of our homeland to the Palestinians in the hope that that will achieve peace. And I just want to remind everybody, Israel is a country the size of New Jersey, and yet we were willing to make massive concessions for peace. But 30 years of trying also teaches us that that's not the right path to go. I mean, we gave up the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians. We withdrew completely from the Gaza Strip in 2005, almost 20 years ago. Billions of dollars were invested in Gaza. It could make it to the Singapore of the Middle East, but instead it chose to make it to the biggest terror nest of the world. So we have to rethink the previous answers we gave. We have to give new answers to the situation we are facing now.
Yes, we have to recognize Gaza is a very painful lesson for everyone, and somehow the world isn't hearing it. It doesn't understand that there was a ceasefire on October the 6th that Hamas broke, that there was that chance for statehood there and to live in peace with Israel, and they wouldn't do it. So why do they think, why does the world think that it's going to change tomorrow and that they can implement this, press it on Israel? So the Israeli government has made a very clear stand in this vote, a historic vote.
And by the way, left and right, opposition and coalition, everybody, the vast majority of the people of Israel are basically saying loud and clear, don't pose on us another October 7th. We don't want to find ourselves in the same situation in the coming years.
Because you learned you cannot trust the Palestinian leaders.
Exactly.
That they may, you just can't trust them.
And I must say, I think America has to understand that doing that will be not just bad for Israel, it will be bad for America. Because, you know, in the Middle East, everything is so simple. We understand very simple messages. And after October 7th, telling the people of the Middle East that the result will be a Palestinian state, it's basically telling radical Islam, the path of terror, this is the right path to go. Move ahead with it. And everyone will suffer from that. I mean, Europe will suffer from that. America will suffer from that because it will happen all over the world. We are basically telling them terror is worth it.
That's right.
So I think we should change our approach. It's
You're
also important for America.
You're absolutely right. Well, since October the 7th, Israel has really, it's all historic, not just the vote, but even what happened on October the 7th is historic. And Israel's really never going to be the same. You're not going to go back to the Israel that you had before October the 7th. Can you articulate for me some of the changes that you see, some of the trends happening within the people, the society, the government, at whatever level.
So first, just to remind everybody what happened on October 7th. On October 7th, 1,200 of our people, families were butchered. Women were raped. Children, little babies were beheaded. Families were burned alive. Elderly were abused. 240 people were kidnapped into Gaza. You know, this is something which, you know, it doesn't have any precedent. It's unprecedented in modern human history since the Holocaust. Since the Holocaust, we didn't experience such a massacre. And it was because we hope that, you know, that if we will improve their economy, if we will better, if we will give them better jobs and more money to earn, that will change their approach and they will drop their desire to destroy us. But we have to wake up. We have to realize that our enemies, radical Islam, they don't care about jobs. They don't care about economy. You know what? They don't even care about better education for their kids.
Yeah.
They don't care about that. They care about their crazy ideology that wants to destroy, bring Islam all over the world and have the Sharia rules apply all over the world.
Right.
This is what they want. And we have to realize, and I think the people of Israel beginning to realize it.
Politically, is Israel moving to the right?
It's a big question. It's a big question because I think public opinion is moving to the right. The question would be if we will know how to translate that into actually voting in the elections.
Uh-huh.
Because I think we had a very intense year in Israel even before October 7th.
Yes.
And I think people are seeking now peace and quiet.
Yeah.
So I hope they will vote for parties who would not just, you know, that because the left is, and you know, I think you're experiencing here in America as
yes.
well, trying always to demonstrate us as like those who are pushing Israel to clashes, which is actually, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. We're trying to just bring Israel to the real place where the people is. And unfortunately, it's very complicated,
yes.
but it's also complicated in other places in the
yes.
world.
Well, the government, I mean, you know, most of our audience are evangelical Christians in America that were listening to you today. And they have really high regards for Benjamin Netanyahu. He's been very, very popular. One time he made a joke, I think, that if he ran for president of the United States, he'd win. But he's losing his popularity in Israel. This was a huge intelligence failure, military failure, what happened on October the 7th. And he is probably going to suffer politically once the war is over. How do you see that playing out? Do you think that's the case?
I think it's early to say because, you know, it's really the question. The big question is how this war is going to end. And we know this is just the beginning. We don't know how it will end. How are we going to really eradicate Hamas in Gaza? Are we going to allow the Palestinians just go back to their homes and rebuild everything and redo everything as we are pushed to do by some of our best friends in the world?
Yeah.
What's going to happen in the north? Are we going to have another front with Hezbollah? What's going to be with Iran? I mean, there's a lot of big questions where
yeah.
we don't have the answers for. And I think the answers for these questions also will determine the future of this government and also of Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay.
But I think that today, for sure, is the best leader Israel can have because
yes.
he's the only one, to be honest, that can tell President Biden, no.
No.
He's the only one.
And he's a true statesman.
Right.
And I agree with you totally. So, well, Ohad, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me.
Speaking with our audience, we really appreciate it. And
thank you very much.
I will close by saying Lehitraot.
Lehitraot. And
Shalom.
Shalom.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.